Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
Intercom Communications, New York Stock Exchange ticker ETM, is probably one of the largest radio companies you may well never have heard of. That's about to change, though. They just doubled in size recently from 127 stations to, I believe, 235, including us, KRLD, and all the CBS complex. In fact, all of CBS Radio is now Intercom Communications. David Field is the chairman, the president, the CEO, and my new ultimate boss, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Pleasure to be here.
This is just a remarkable undertaking. I mean, doubling, more than doubling in size overnight. Your market cap more than tripled. But why now? Everybody knows radio's dying. I mean, there's Slacker, and there's TuneIn, and there's Pandora, and people have been avoiding radio.
Well, the facts may be a little bit different than what you just cited. And in fact, it's been interesting when you watch all the disruption going on in media, and we know the way we consume television is changing, the way we consume audio is evolving and so forth. Radio has emerged as the least disrupted of all media and the number one reach medium in the United States. 93% of Americans, right, about 250 Americans every single week listen to radio. And that's more than television, more than digital, more than any other platform.
And I guess, I mean, from what I can see, your approach is distinctly local. I mean, you've got a ton of stations that are doing new content you can't get anywhere else. I mean, we've got the, you know, the Fan has the Rangers and the Cowboys, and I know you've got the Philadelphia Eagles, which somebody probably wants to listen to. And then the news outfits. But what about music? How does all this fit together? What's the synergy?
Yeah, well, look, we are now the number one creator of live original local audio content in the United States, right? And so whether it's sports, whether it's great local personalities, whether it's great local content, great music, we will have the best premium content of any audio provider in the country. And we're really excited about that. And that's, again, why we've put this company together and we'll be one of the two largest radio broadcasters in the United States, and we'll be far and away the leader in local in sports radio, news radio. We'll be the number two podcaster in the United States. So we think we're building something very, very special, and we'll be able to offer listeners outstanding content and a great listening experience, and also offer great programs for our customers to be able to reach and engage audiences across the country.
So is scale important in your business? I know we talked to somebody who's in the restaurant business, and they make an acquisition or they go coast to coast. They say, well, now we can do national advertising and we can, you know, beat up our vendors and get better prices. Is this an important concept for you?
It is. But, you know, we believe that what we offer is local connection on a national scale. Because to a listener in Dallas or a listener in Los Angeles, it's really about the quality of listener experience that we provide. And so we're going to continue to make great investments in great local brands and great local personalities to make sure that they have a great experience. And by the same token, we want to have the scale nationally to be able to do, you know, programs with large national advertisers as we do today, and continue to grow and thrive in our business.
You know, I can imagine over the last couple of 3 months, part of what you've been doing is hitting the trails and talking to all the analysts and the investment bankers and everybody else and being sure that they buy into the story. Does Wall Street get it? In fact, I saw the stock go down after the merger was announced, and now it's turned around back up. You were single digits for a while, now back up to double digits. But do they understand this?
Well, I think investors do understand the potential for this organization and for radio. But I don't think, but I think we're still highly undervalued, and people don't fully understand the potential of this platform going forward. Our stock was under pressure earlier in the year, largely due to technical reasons around the integration, around the arbitrage activity around the merger. But once that ended and we closed on the deal, we've seen our stock rebound strongly, and we think we're optimistic about where the stock is headed.
Well, you've pulled off a large horizontal merger. Now the Department of Justice is trying to block AT&T's vertical mergers. They're trying to take over Time Warner. Do you feel lucky on your timing?
Well, it took a long time, and you know, we had to work hard and collaboratively with the Justice Department, and you know, we're happy with the outcome, and we're happy to put that behind us and put the merger together.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to watching the integration and being part of Entercom. And personally, I look forward to the raise that I know that will be forthcoming out of this.
No question, David.
David Field is the chairman, the president, the CEO of Entercom Communications, ETM on the big board, and my new boss. Good to have you with us.
David, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.